Hello, welcome to another member podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. This is True American, your friendly partisan of the truth, and another podcast reply to Quakes Trigger Quakes. I think I got the title right that time, Zovi. You figure, after all the talk about titles, I'd get the title right, but I don't think I did in the last podcast, and I apologize for that. And, you came in and corrected another error. That was actually me that asked about the question. And I also wanted to correct another error up here, Sophie, up in a post on page 3, where near the bottom you have my name in bold, says True American. You state that a quake could only trigger a quake in the same fault line. And I want to clear that up because, Sophie, that's not what I stated. I think if you go back and listen to my last podcast, I'll restate what I said, which was that I think it may trigger a fault line if the next outlying fault line, first of all, I said if it could trigger another quake on another fault line that was maybe close enough to where the remainder of the frequency of the first event still was, you know, amplitude loud enough essentially to trigger another event on another fault line, it might cause a cascading effect. But then I stated that I didn't think that it could cause a quake over in Asia. You came back with this article that Fred T. posted about Asian quakes causing well water levels in Virginia. And that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say on that. I don't know that necessarily it would have a direct effect other than if maybe the quake was so huge that it caused a massive shifting in maybe a whole entire tectonic plate or something. I think then we could, you know, better say that it might affect something in Asia, but I just wanted to clear that up because I think the way you may have understood that wasn't quite exactly right. I think it's very possible that a quake could trigger another quake if, like I said, the next fault line in question is close enough to receive enough energy from the first quake that it causes another seismic event to happen. So what distances those are, I don't know, but I think at some point, you know, you have to realize that any given seismic event is going to get attenuated down. You know, for every mile that it travels through, it's getting attenuated down and down and down and down until finally there's nothing left for it to, and it dissipates. So, you know, with that in mind, I think I'll guess leave that question be. But on to the issue of subsistence down here, where Loam is talking about, I think that in essence makes a little more sense to me of the theories proposed in the original podcast, that, you know, if the ground settling and replacing holes or caverns of any size down there that are being emptied, whether they're sponge-like, you know, intermediate or huge caverns, I think it certainly makes sense. I mean, if you can envision a box with sand and, you know, you empty the box a little bit from below, you know, the sand on top of it's going to settle. And in essence, it could be that indirectly, because of our mining and coal, you know, coal, natural gas, oil, and other things, that we may be putting holes into the earth which naturally have to resettle themselves, and therefore the most logical place to that, you know, for that to come from would be from above. Now, because of gravity, if nothing else. But I think it may be possible that some of it could come from below in the case of a, you know, volcanic area where there's a lot of magma and flows happening underneath that particular section. It's possible that some of it could come from above, you know, maybe some of it breaks through into a cavity that was, say, weakened by a drill that came really close and drilled a hole, and, you know, they didn't know it, but there was a some kind of movement down there that was just enough to weaken the wall to where, boom, now it came through and filled up the cavity above it. That could happen too, but anyway, the threads come in an interesting direction, I think, and in conclusion, I think that what Loam is proposing here with subsidence makes a little more sense. And on the issue of whether substance in itself would increase the amplitude or the longevity or the distance that a seismic event could travel, I think it's highly possible, because again, if you're filling up the hole, you're increasing the coupling effect, and it's much easier for, you know, one molecule to vibrate another, so to speak. With a dead airspace of any kind in between it, it's going to be a little harder, you know, a lot harder for that to go through. So anyway, just wanted to say all that, and I'm enjoying the discussion, and this is True American signing out for now.